Good morning, good morning, and welcome to today's podcast. I am your podcast host, Sharita Perry of Holistic Talk. Let's get this podcast rolling, shall we? Today's podcast is brought to you by Course of Three Strands, Wedding Officiate, cha-ching, myself. That's right. Let me officiate your wedding this summer, fall, or this upcoming winter. Well, better yet, this coming 2024. Log on to my website, www.ecclesiastes412. That's www.ecclesiastes412.weebly.com. For your next wedding officiant, check me out. Cords of Three Strands. This podcast is for educational purposes only. Not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're thinking about making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult your medical doctor first. If you're thinking about making any changes to your diet, or if you're thinking about making any changes to your exercise routine, your eating routine, you're thinking about using herbs, supplements, please consult your medical doctor first, or a nutritionist or dietitian. Hey guys, this is Sharita. I hope that you are enjoying your May. That's right. I hope that you are enjoying your May, because we're about to embark on June, the summertime. That's right. Well, this is still spring. Summer is not yet, but I told my daughter the other day, we're spring, but we're having still fall type kind of weather, because some days it's hot, some days it's mild, some days it's warm, some days it's cold. Some days the wind is okay, and then the wind is brisky, and the wind is, 15 miles an hour and making it cooler outside. But who knows? We are not in control of the weather. Hashtag I just say, all day long and every day. So I wanted to let you all on something that I'm working on. And, you know, a friend of mine's posted that his blood pressure was a little bit high. So, you know, I made my little suggestion about getting some dandelion root and so forth and so forth. But it just got me to thinking, you know, especially about the African-American community or the us brown people in general. And I started doing some research. So did you know there are I narrowed down to two common illnesses or diseases that run in the the brown people community. Us brown people community is high blood pressure and diabetes. It's the name of two. Now, I'm quite sure there are other common illnesses and diseases and infirmities that run in the African American community, but doing my research, I narrowed it down to two. Now, when it comes to women, it's breast cancer and heart disease. That's why they always doing February, and the month of February is Heart Health Month. And we always telling women, you know, take care of your heart health, you know, check with your doctor, go to your doctor to make sure your heart is okay and different things like that. Take your vitamins that your doctor may have you prescribe to you to take, because it's important to take care of your heart. That's for everybody in general, not just because, you know, women are prone to heart disease and different things like that. So among women, they said that it's heart disease and breast cancer. But within our African-American community, I find it's high blood pressure and diabetes. Now, these two run together in families. On either side, the mother side or the father side or both sides. You know, you have some family members where on the mother side, everybody has diabetes and so forth and so forth. Now, take, for example, being transferred. On my mother's side of family, all the women are prone to having what? High blood pressure. So just about every woman that I know in my family, everybody has high blood pressure, which AKA is called hypertension. Now on my biological father's side, because I have a stepdad, he passed away. It's been like 10 years, something like that. And my father passed away when I was in my late 20s, going to my early 30s. So on his side of family, my biological father's side of family, everybody had diabetes. My father had diabetes. His parents had diabetes. And his sisters and brothers had diabetes. So that ran in the family like mad cow disease. I'm just saying, hashtag IJS all day long. So this is why I get checked every time I go to the doctor for checkup and different things like that. I get checked to make sure I don't have diabetes. And everybody had diabetes type 2. And people in my family, on my dad's side, passed away, transitioned due to diabetes, complication of diabetes. When my father was in his field 40s, and I don't know how everybody else was, but nevertheless, those are the two common illnesses. The leading cause of death each year by 1.5 million, which make, but each year, 1.5 million, which makes diabetes the ninth cause of death mortality globally, according to the CDC. So you can go to the CDC Center for Disease Control website by going to www.cdc.gov. That's www.cdc.gov/NCHS/FASTATS/diabetes.htm. And I'm going to put that in the description so you can read for yourself and do your own research. Now, when it comes to high blood pressure, according to the CDC and the Center for Disease Control and other health out resources, 2020, more than 670,000 deaths in the United States had hypertension as a primary or contributing cause. So that's 670,000 people that died in 2020 that had hypertension as a primary cause or contributing cause to that death. Because hypertension, high blood pressure can lead to a stroke and a heart attack. This is why it's very important to, you know, speak to your doctor if you think that you have high blood pressure, you know, so that you can get the proper medication and the proper treatment so that you won't suffer from a stroke or a heart attack. It's very important, very important. Now, like I said, when it comes to herbs and different things, integrated health, alternative medicines, you know, you trying at your own risk. This is why it's important that you talk with your doctor. Are these high blood pressure and diabetes manageable? Yes, they are. Yes, they are. There are herbs that you can, that help aid in and support alongside conventional medicine. Remember what I said, help aid in, AID, and support, SUPPORT, alongside conventional medication. So there are herbs like fenugreek seed, nettle leaf, just to name a few. Just to name a few that you can use as teas or tinctures. There's daily lifestyle changes that you can make by keeping your blood pressure low and helping manage your diabetes, you know, lifestyle changes, meaning eating habits that you might have to change, might have to cut out this and cut out that and exercise more to keep fit and different things like that to help your body stay healthy. Now, this is my scenario. If you work with your body can work with you. That's my new motto right here on Holistic Talk. If you work with your body can work with you. That's right. Because I believe our body was created to heal itself. I'm just saying. That's my belief. Our body was created to heal itself. No joke. I'm just saying. So, like I said, different herbs that can help manage or help aid and support alongside conventional medicine when it comes to diabetes, such as garlic, thyme, celery seeds, Chinese cat's claw, parsley, basil, just to name a few. But it all starts with you. You know, you got to reduce your stress level. That helps lower your blood pressure. You got to eat less salt or no salt at all. Me personally, because I have blood pressure running in my family, on my mom's side, I do not buy salt. And I try to watch my salt intake. I try to make sure that the foods that I eat does not have a lot of sodium. Now, I can tell you this. When I went to the doctor one day to get a checkup, my doctor said, don't eat oodles and noodles. And I said, okay, you don't have to worry about me because I don't eat them things anymore anyway. And he told me the reason why. Because the seasoning pack is high in sodium. That's a whole bunch of salt right there that will send your blood pressure up the roof. So I told him he don't have to worry about me because I don't eat oodles and noodles anyway. You want to make sure that you have regular physical activity that helps improve your health. Exercise, you know, make sure you have come up with an exercise routine. And for those of y'all that follow me on YouTube, you know that I got my weight loss journey on because I'm determined to get this weight off of me no matter how long it takes. Years, months, weeks, days. Well, you know, I got to have a realistic ain't going on. But you can drink lemon tea, chamomile tea, ginger tea, huckabee's tea, you know, just to name garlic tea. All these help aid in and support high blood pressure. Like I said, if you're trying anything new, lifestyle changes, different teas, different supplements, different herbs, check with your doctor first. So those this is why we tell people to check with their local doctor first to make sure it's okay. So different herbs that help aid in work and help support diabetes: fenugreek seed, bitter melon, ginger, holy basil, oregano, clove, American ginseng, goli, cinnamon, aloe vera, turmeric, ginseng, and neem tree. So those are some of the herbs that help aid in and support diabetes. Now, sage helps lower blood sugar levels. According to research, it helps lower the blood sugar levels. So rosemary gives a delightful aroma. Ginseng has been around for years. People always use ginseng. You know, that's been around for decades. You know, Chinese people use that. So, but one of the things that you want to do is, I know that your doctor will tell you, lifestyle habits, lifestyle changes. That's the first thing all of us have to do to stay healthy, is lifestyle changes. Eating right, exercise, and make sure you stay mobile. Get your mind right. You know, get stable mentally, physically, psychologically, and emotionally. All of that plays a part in the health of your body. Your mental state of your mind plays a part in the health of your body as well. Very, very important. First thing, if you're mentally unstable, emotionally unstable, then it interferes with your body trying to heal itself, trying to, you know, make sure you're working properly every day. So if your mind is out of whack, then your body is out of whack. This is why I say, if you work with your body can work with you. That means watch what you put in your body, and your body will make sure that it takes care of you every day, all day. Even while we sleep, our body is restarting itself, regenerating itself, cleaning us out of all impurities. That's why we wake up in the morning, go to the bathroom, gets rid of all the impurities from, you know, processed foods that we eat throughout the day, the processed food, the junk food, the coffee, the tea, the soda, all that stuff that we drunk, ate all throughout the day. And we wake up in the morning, we urinate it out, we defecate it out, whichever comes first. That's all the impurities. Your body, when your body sweats and different things like that, impurities coming out your pores and different things like that. Like I said, I'm not a licensed doctor, medical nurse, or I don't have a license to practice medicine and things like that. I just come with educational information that can help you, you know, when you go to the doctor. You know, sit down and talk to your doctor. You know, take notes. If you come and listen to this podcast, take notes and share them with your doctor. You know, get suggestions from your doctor. Talk to your nurse with suggestions. You know, visit herbal stores and ask questions and take notes. So the next time when you go back to your doctor, you'll have something to share with your doctor. You know what I'm saying? It's just simple as that. If you know you have hypertension, take notes. What are some things that you want to do to change that hypertension to make sure that your blood pressure is stabled at a level that is stabled? If you know that you have diabetes type 1 or type 2, what are some of the things that you can talk with you to your doctor to help you manage your blood sugar level, to help you keep your sugar at a level that's manageable? You know, work with your doctor. If your doctor prescribed you medication, work with them. If your doctor, he or she say, okay, you can't eat sugary foods, don't eat sugary foods. Like I told my mom yesterday, a lot of people that's diabetics that eat sugar-free is not really sugar-free. You understand that? Sugar-free food is not really sugar-free because it has sugar in it. It's artificial sugar, alternative sugars that they came up with. You know, so talk with your doctor, you know, ask them, you know, what else that you can do besides changing your diet and exercising. Is there anything else you could do? You know, there are certain modalities that you can do to help your body heal itself, to help your body maintain the level that it needs to maintain, like classical music, reading, yoga. These are just some of the things to de-stress yourself. You know, lifestyle changes. You don't want to be stressed and have high blood pressure because it can lead to heart attack and a stroke. You don't want to be stressed and create, you know, mind is going running 1,000 miles an hour and you're stressed out. You can have a diabetic attack or something like that. So stress is important. That's the good stress. That's the bad stress. So de-stressalize. You know, fill your day with joy. The way you got up this morning is the way your whole day is going to start. So if you got up this morning, you fussing at people all day long, you're going to be upset. I'm just telling facts. If you got up this morning with a smile on your face, hey, you're going to have a joyous day. It's all about lifestyle changes when it comes to managing blood pressure, when it comes to managing diabetes. Some people say, oh, it's so hard. Yes, it's hard, because let me tell you, it's hard being on a weight loss journey. I ain't going to lie to you, because you got to push yourself every day. It's not a magic button that we can press and say, oh, disappear. It ain't happening like that. We just take it one day at a time and strive for excellence and strive to be better. Strive to take care of our body so our body can take care of us so we can live long, healthy lives. See our grandkids, great-grandkids, and great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandkids. People that live to 112 years old, they've been seeing so many generations come and go. Isn't it excellent to live to be 112? But isn't it excellent if we were able to live to 600? The oldest living person in the Bible was Methuselah. I think he lived to be 900 and some years old. I think, don't quote me now. He was the oldest living person during biblical times. But isn't it something, if it was like that during biblical times, we were living to 600, 300. The men were still strong and well able. This is why I say, if you take care of your body will take care of you. so important. But I thought I'd just put this out here for someone that's living with, that has high blood pressure, or someone that has diabetes. Talk with your doctor. Sit down and ask questions. You know, you listen to the podcast. Go through the podcast, old episodes that I have done in the past. I've talked about hypertension. I talked about diabetes. I talked about different herbs that work alongside of aid, alongside conventional medicine. Take notes, plenty of notes, and talk with your doctors. Talk to them about modalities, holistic modalities, integrated medicine, and alternative medicines that you can take to help alongside conventional medicine. You never know what your doctor might recommend, but you got to sit down and talk to your doctor first. I'm not a doctor. I'm just a person that comes with education, information that you can give to your doctor or share with your doctor. I don't prescribe, I don't diagnose, I don't prevent any type of sickness, disease, illness, or mental health issues. That's why I say talk with your doctor, because they know you better than I do. They know your body because they're your doctor. They know your health record because they're your doctor. They know about your organs because they're your doctor. So talk with your doctor if you have high blood pressure or diabetes, and see, is there anything else that you can do to help manage your high blood pressure, to help manage your diabetes, when it comes to lifestyle changes, when it comes to eating habits, when it comes to exercising, when it comes to dieting, when it comes to everyday routines. Is there anything that you can change, that you can do different to help manage your diabetes and high blood pressure, to help it keep it at a level where it is safe? Well, once again, this is Sharita Berry of Holistic Talk. Don't forget, if you work with your body will work with you. Peace, deuces, and namaste. So I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. I know I have. So don't forget, if you are making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, or you would like to try any type of alternative medicine, supplements, herbs, essential oils, any other chiropractic treatments, acupuncture, yoga, and different things to help you with your blood pressure or your diabetes, please consult with your medical doctor first or your nurse practitioner, because they know what's best for you.